The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. And Linda is taking care of relatives this morning, so you just have me. And Bad Bob's gone, so we have the Bob here. So we're here by ourselves, Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Great job on the news as usual. Hey, it's 7:06 in the morning. Today is September the 9th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Okay, what's it look like today? Sunny and hot with a high near 96. Calm winds becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon, and clear with a low around 63 tonight. If you went out this morning, it was when an elk killer wanted to go out and peruse the area. It was nice and cool this morning. It felt really great. Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 101. It's going up with a low with around 64 tomorrow night. Thursday, on 9/11 day, sunny and hot with a high near 101. And with a low on Thursday night around 64. And I guess Friday is exactly the same thing. Saturday is going to be a little bit cooler, 99. So the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are cool. I like that. Our customers are cool. And they're locally owned and operated. Senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793 to get a hold of Shasta Gas Propane. Good people. Okay. Today, Brian Crane's coming on, and we're going to be talking about public works in the city of Reading. And and a lot of people talking about the water issues, billion gallons of water. Brian was on a few weeks ago with Trish when Linda and I were gone, but we wanted to follow up with Brian today. Other people coming in talking about what's happening with the Haven Humane and Bark Wine and Brew that's coming up here soon. A lot of things happening here in the in our county, in our nation. And the first one, let's just start off with let's start nationally here. Our new Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell says Obamacare is working, so stop fighting it. That's right, it's here. Stop fighting it. Not everybody agrees, Sylvia. 51% of Americans think it's not working. 39% think it does, but with 10% who are confused. They're not sure what's happening with Obamacare. And the funny thing is just accept it, that it's here. Stop fighting it. Just, lean back and enjoy it. It kind of reminds me of Hillary when she said, "What difference does it make? What difference does it make?" It's over. Just accept it. I can't think that. I think of people that we have working here, who have their insurance changed radically, in some cases, in the sense of that their deductible went way up. The more they paid every time went way up. Then I look at other people who didn't have insurance before that were able to get insurance. Hop on, Bob. You got insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Is that right? That you all didn't have before?
Through Covered California, yeah.
And did that work for you?
It did. Interesting story. I was only able to keep it 4 months because my wife, as you may know, got a full-time teaching job. With that comes insurance that she's required to take, and Covered California said if she's required to take it, that means I'm required to take it. So I have to get off, or we had to get off our existing plan, get on this new plan with a higher deductible and a higher copay, and
Oh.
So President Obama said, if you like your plan, you can keep it. In my case, I liked his plan, but I couldn't keep it.
And there's a lot of other people that liked their plans and couldn't keep it. Well, it was working for you, you know, and it, you know, and that's what we tried. You know, it's not all bad, you know, and it was a pre-existing condition for you. And the fact is, it did come in, and it came in handy for you. But
particularly when I had to be hospitalized.
Yeah, yeah, it did, and we were really happy that that was available. You know, and this is where it can help people that need that. It's the it's what it's done to the other parts of it, that the impacts it's had, you know, the amount of money that's being spent on this. So you could practically give everybody $100,000 and say, okay, pay for your health insurance. Yeah, you know, that it cost for everybody on this that was being helped. Now, the other part of it is the impact it's had on the country because of the way it was presented. The rollout was a disaster, but but just the way it was presented has caused such a partisan. You know, we talk about partisanship and how it pushes people into camps. I believe Obamacare was the beginning of that. That this was this was pushed through the Congress, it was pushed through the Senate, it wasn't read. Pelosi making a famous statement, well, we need to pass it to see what's in it. All of this. And the fact is that there was no give on the president's side of it. And what it did was it kind of set the tenor for the rest of the administration. That you had Republicans fighting it, not one of them voting for it. And then, you know, opposing it, trying to defund it, which, of course, if they really wanted to, they could probably. The Senate fighting back against the House. You know, the whole thing about it is that it started what we see now as probably one of the most bitter partisan relationships that Congress and the president and now going into the people that we've seen, where people and just seeing this the other night at the Democrat Central Committee sponsored candidates forum. You know, when you have to talk and tell people be civil and then get after people who would rather shout down the opposition than listen to them, then there's something wrong there. There's something that we can't, you know, that we need to fix. The fact is Obamacare the best thing since sliced bread? Absolutely not. Is there parts of it that work? Yes, there are parts of it that work. Bob is just an example of it. There's other parts that are just horrendously wrong, and it will destroy a part of our medical care that we've come to know and accept as being part of what we are here in America, in the sense that the government's going to take more and more and more over of your health care. And at what point does it cease to work? As it should. And people can say, well, no, it didn't work as it should before. Well, yeah, it did for a vast, vast number of people. The problem is catching the ones that it didn't work for and fixing that part and not changing so dramatically everything else. Well, there's going to be changes. I believe there's going to be changes. There's parts of it that need to be fixed, and there's parts of it that I need to go forward. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley. They have helped our community in about 1,000 different ways that people will never know of. Not just, you know, helping the veterans' causes, but helping children, helping families that are in need. They do so much for this community. Espresso Joe's, when you go down for coffee in the morning, it's the fact is that it's the same brands, it's the same quality, it's this great coffee, but it's a lot cheaper than you can get it. Maybe some of the designer brands. Also, they sell coffee beans there at great prices for a pound of coffee, vice 12 ounces. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is taking care of relatives today. The time is 7:18 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 58 degrees out there. Yes, but it's going to go up to about 96 today and then 63 tonight. I tell you, it's so pleasant getting up in the morning, walking outside, and it's, and your bare feet hit the concrete or the bricks, and it's cold on your feet. It's getting there, my friends. It's getting back there. So, hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Walk into Orchard Nutrition, and what happens? You feel healthier. My cholesterol dropped 3 points just walking in. Okay, maybe not, but it felt like it should. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to help you. Classes on health and diet and for free. Water free. You know, ask them about that when you're buying stuff there. The finest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. If you haven't been in there, and I can't imagine somebody not being in there, but if you haven't, stop in there, and you're gonna love it. Orchard Nutrition is your center for a healthy lifestyle. The you know, one last thing on that, on the healthcare thing, Bob. Tell us, you know, that one part you were talking to me about during the break about how it's, there's an incentive for you to work hard to get off it.
Well, or not.
Talks about the incomes for when you're on the plan itself.
On the Covered California plan, right. If the combined income exceeded, I think it was $30,500, even if we went over it by $1, our premium would effectively go up $500 or $600 a month. just like that.
So if you went made that $600 or $100 yeah. more, so what it would have done is if you had made another, say, another $500 a month, made another $6,000 a year, it would have been eaten up by your just by your cost of the plan itself.
That and then some.
And then some.
Yeah, so it was an actual.
There's no sliding scale on that.
No.
Okay.
No, it was a disincentive in a sense to make more money.
And, you know, you have people in here who say, look, my health care system has worked for me since I was 19 years old. And you have to make health care one of your priorities instead of toys and luxuries. Oh, you know what? That's kind of an interesting – that's an interesting aspect is that, you know, health care is not a right. It's a something that you need to work for and be a part of your life, part of your expenses there. Okay. Okay, this what's happening around here?
We do have Bob on the line from Reading, yet another Bob with a comment on Obamacare.
Okay, Bob. Good morning, Bob. You have a comment on Obamacare?
Yeah, I was talking to a friend last night, and she's in training. She got a job in the social services county, and she's in training since July, and she goes through early part of next year, and they're training her to sign people up for Obamacare. And she says that information on that changes hourly. So it's just a big mess.
Yeah, you know, it does. And the you know, one of the things that we heard, too, from somebody that's working in insurance was just trying to get the information. You know, they would make phone calls, and it would come back and say, okay, here's the answer. And then it would come back and say, oh wait a minute, wait, we've got to change that. But the bottom line is that if it can help some groups of people, that's great. But, you know, the impact it's had on society and our nation is a huge thing, one way or the other.
Just think of the cost, I mean, to train all these people and to sign people up, and it changes hourly. So
yeah, and then, again, and there's the rollout was so horrible. Now, that was, you know, it's getting to be about a year ago, and they've since fixed a lot of that. But there's still a lot of people that there's still a lot of things that need to be fixed. I would like to see the parts that don't work or the parts that are harming our medical care just drop or just be changed tremendously, either dropped or have that changed. And then the parts that are working, let it move forward. The point is that people are, you know, that need to pay into it. So they have a buy-in on this. The other question is how's it working? What's, you know, they talked about emergency rooms. Emergency rooms would have less people going to it. Only thing I know, and this is just anecdotal information, is that people with walk-in clinics are just slammed because people have lost their insurance and they can't afford the other. So they're coming to walk-in clinics. So anyway, Bob, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Yeah, I'd like to see the IRS taken out of it.
Oh yeah, that would be nice. Oh yeah, you know, because people are going to start getting their notices this time. If you don't have it, then you're going to get fined. And now you've got the IRS into it all. And then I'm wondering is that information going to be made available to employers? You know, you've got I make this much money. I've got to be covered by my employer's health care plan. So now they can, I don't know, the whole thing smacks too much of
too complicated.
Not too complicated, but the government getting into the whole thing.
Your lives.
And then it pushing it down so that that all your information is available to everybody, which I don't like.
Scary.
Yeah, it is. Okay, Bob. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Welcome. Bye.
All right. Okay. You know, we talk about, you know, handouts and all this to people. Black bear, a real black bear, not Black Bear Diner, which we really like, but, you know, it's a black bear, was sighted going house to house on Tierra Heights Road near the Tierra Golf Club, Gold Golf Club. You know, when I read this, and I hope that people are not feeding the bear, because once you feed the bears, you get more bears. Isn't that true? But that's interesting that a black bear, small black bear, was going from house to house. I don't know if it was looking for handouts or just checking out the neighborhood, thinking it might move in. The Deborah Lucero. Right?
Dolores?
I'm sorry, Dolores Lucero. You know what? All this time has taken me to get over, you know, to keep their names from getting mixed up. Dolores Lucero, thank you very much. is going to be sentenced on Friday. Dolores Lucero, of course, was found guilty on for perjury and for not perjury, but for using making false claims when they about her recall. And so she has asked several times for a delay, and is asking for the names of the jury. And Judge Kara Beatty rejected a request to postpone Friday's sentencing of Dolores Lucero, so he could later file a motion seeking a new trial. "We're going to move forward with the sentencing," Beatty said. And she was she said the judge is biased, Lucero says. Anyway, she was found guilty, and it is she could get up to 3 years in jail, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen, according to the Shasta County Deputy District Attorney Brandon Stormont, who said that her felony was nonviolent, and it's her first felony conviction, so he doesn't expect her to be seeing 3 years in jail. Now, what's going to happen to Dolores Lucero? I don't know. I guess we'll find out Friday, but she has been found guilty. She will be sentenced. Now, I think that she should go to jail. No, I think that her but she was found guilty. There's got to be a punishment there. But I don't think anybody thinks that she should go to jail over this. I take that back. There's probably some of her opponents out there that would love for her to go to jail over this, but I don't think that this kind of her behavior in this sense was going to be something, if you put her in jail, it's going to change that. Because, I mean, if it would, but I don't think it's going to be. I think that Dolores Lucero is not going to change. And the point being is she found guilty, going to be sentenced, and then we'll find out what happens on that. The candidates debated last night at the Tea Party. All six of our candidates were there. They started kind of spreading, a couple of things that you see when you look at the pictures in the paper. The paper takes stands, and it takes stands in such a way that it tells you something without telling you something. It's subliminal. Like the photo of the photo they had in the paper of the debate last night was of Brent Weaver standing in front of in front of the crowd there, or in the crowd. A good picture of Brent Weaver. He could probably use this as something to give away to give away to friends in the future. And then they talked about the debate itself and saying how Weaver had done better, but it also talked about the differences in between the candidates, and that's one of the things. This is one race with all these debates that are going on and all these forums that you, if you as a voter say, I don't really know what they stand for, then you haven't tried. And they've gotten several others. League of Women Voters is having another one. The Republican Central Committee is having another debate. The League of Women Voters down at the Cascade is having everybody there. I believe LaMalfa and Hall will be there. The bottom line is there are differences, and two of the main differences between the candidates are that four oppose the public safety tax. So that would be Weaver, Jones, Quinn, and DeQuisto, and to support it, which would be Schrader and Sullivan. And for the sale of land, the sale of the Turtle Bay land, two are against the sale. That's Jones and Quinn. And four are for it, which is Weaver, DeQuisto, Schrader, and Sullivan. Two of the big differences between them that you can start separating them out. The other thing is that they, which is interesting because how how they break out like that. The opposing the public safety tax, business people and the wanting to know where the safety tax is going to be, that do we actually need to tax people? Weaver says, hey, look, I'm not going to sign any pact that says I'm not going to raise taxes because nothing should be taken off the table. It's not a bad idea. Quinn was hammering on business in the lack in the how business has to be a lot or be treated a lot better by the city of Reading. And I got a lot of applause on that. The bottom line, too, on everybody on public safety is how are you going to handle public safety? And the, of course, the big thing is how are we going to pay our bills in the future? when all the everything is starting to come due with our the money we our unfunded liabilities. How are we going to pay for all that? And all of them are coming up with different ideas. This is an important election, my friends. You need to listen to these. You need to go on these. This last night will be online, so you can take a look at that. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know, and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family-owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, "Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain." Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim, used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda's taking care of relatives today, and I'm here at 7:33 in the morning. 58 degrees out there, going to go up to 98 today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And people, hello, Onion Grower and Sun Gold and Angel are in there. Just feel free to hop in and give us some comments. The comments right now are concerning Record Searchlight and Scripps. I find that always a little bit interesting. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. It's our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting guns or ammo there. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service. He always has what the customer needs in stock, and it's at fair prices. John's great people, and so are the people that work for him. Give him a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. I'm here with the CEO of Haven Humane. You know, not on your usual day here, but you've got something big coming up here.
We do. We've got our 7th annual Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up on October 4th. So I'm here to talk about that.
Okay. Now, Bark, Wine, and Brew. Now, this is, it used to be just Bark and Wine.
It did, yeah.
And now it's you've added a new fixture to this.
Well, microbrews are pretty popular, so we thought we'd add the microbrew element to it, and so we did. We did that last year for the first year, and we've got I think we've got about four or five microbreweries coming, along with four or five vintners coming, and then got some hors d'oeuvres from some local places as well. And this year we're going to have a sit down dinner for the first time.
Wow. Okay. And this is going to be out at?
This is going to be at the Wind River Casino and Resort Event Center. We outgrew our last place, so we are going to be moving to there. We're really excited about it. And it'll be October 4th, Saturday, and it'll go from 6 to about 10-ish. We've got some pretty cool MCs. That's you and your wife, Linda.
We're ready.
Yeah, good.
You know
good.
We like supporting us, and we like what you all do with, you know, it. No job's perfect, and no corporation, not corporation, shouldn't say that. No organization that is as big as yours is totally perfect, and I don't mean that in a bad sense, but it's not. It relies on people, a lot more volunteers, and things that happen. But you all provide so much good, and so many good things for our community that Linda and I, we have a couple of different groups, organizations that we support. We spend a little more time in. We try to support everybody. We're going to be the MCs for the Library Foundation this weekend, the Taste of France, and we're already dressing up for that. But you all do a lot for our community, and if we can help raise money like this, we're all for it.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and you know, we couldn't do what we do without the support of the community. So. You know, they're a big part of what we do, and this is our biggest fundraiser, and this is the chance for the community to come out and support us. We'll have a lot of staff there as well as volunteers hanging out. So it's a good time to come thank them away from the shelter and see them kind of having fun and able to let their hair down a little bit, which is nice.
I tell you, you had a montage last year, a photo montage with music. That was just outstanding. I mean, it was like, oh, gosh, this is great. And you have great auction items?
We do. We actually have upped our game in both. We have some great auction items. We've got some wines, some golf packages, some travel packages, quite a bit of new art by some local artists, well-known local artists. We've got quite a bit of stuff for the live auction as well as the silent auction. And then, of course, we're going to have the basket drawings as well and 50-50. And there'll be a lot of fun stuff to do.
Lots
there.
Of things being drawn because yeah. I tell you what, we were drawing last year. I mean, everybody was winning. And we won something. You know, and which is rare for us.
But, yeah, actually, I think Linda won something that my daughter was bidding on too. So that was kind of fun.
Oh yeah, that was for the silent auction.
Yeah, I think it's for the baskets. Yeah,
One of the baskets. Yeah. Anyway, so this is it's a good time now. How do people get tickets here?
So you can get tickets at havenhumane.net. We've got a thing where you can buy them right online. You can obviously you can call us at either 241-1653 or 241-5262. Or we'd really like you just to come down to the shelter and check out some of our adoptable animals at our Morgan Adoption Center and buy tickets right there. Tickets are $40 each. Again, that's going to come with a sit-down meal for the first time that we've done that. We're going to have the Lou White Band there again playing music, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of beer, wine sampling, and then a lot of activities. And the slideshow was nothing. This year we're ramping it up again. It's going to be video. And, you know, one of the great things about the event center there at Wind River, which we were limited to last year, is we had the one screen, so I didn't think everybody could see it well enough. Well, at the event center, they've got four screens, so there's no way anybody can miss any of the stuff.
That's right.
So you're shooting some video today with staff and animals, and we've got some pretty cool surprises up our sleeve that I think will be sure to pull at the heartstrings and let people know, you know, the kind of work that organization does on a daily basis, so we're really excited about it.
You know, we do. We know because we've been there, right. And we've been with you all for several years. And the fact is that even now, people don't realize. People have still got ideas from who knows years ago. You know, what goes on out there? I know you've made partnerships that you've never had before with other organizations, not even in California, but in other states to help take care of animals. To help move animals out to rescue them. So what do we got down there today? I mean, and of course, every Friday, Spencer brings in this animal. And this last week, it was a little young lab And just you can just Rufus. See it's Rufus. I don't know if Rufus is still there or not.
I think he might still be there. He was still there Saturday. We actually did Bark for Life in the park, Anderson River Park, on Saturday. And so I went out there and I walked Rufus. Whew, he is a typical Labradork.
He is a Labradork. That's right. But he is not a mean dog.
Oh, gosh.
At all. Dog. He is a great dog. He just needs to be – he does. He understands sit. He understands – he just is exuberant. He's like a kid. He's like a seven-year-old. You don't you have to just keep him moving all the time. Don't give him Ritalin.
He was so funny because we walked the Bark for Life trail, and so – for whatever reason, I grabbed the Labrador, and so Rufus and I go off on our way, and, you pass the river, and you pass the pond and stuff, and boy, that dog loves water. So he almost pulled me into the pond the one time. I barely held him back, and he went in swimming and just had a great time. I believe he's still available, and if not, I know we have some other labs, so if you're looking for one, definitely come on by the Morgan Adoption Center.
Good hunting dogs.
Yeah, I think he's just going to make a great family dog. I mean, so. he reminds me of mine. I have a black lab at home that's a Labrador, so... just like him, but he was a lot of fun. So
they don't have a lot of, and they just love being around people, and they like being part of the pack.
They do, and I heard Spencer talking about how they're puppies till they're about three. My Labrador is five now, and I'm not sure when the puppy goes away, but it's not three. It's depending on them, but that's part of the fun of them. They have that energy level and everything else, which is great. Yeah.
What else is going on? What else you got going out there?
Well, so one other thing we have for the Bark, Wine, and Brew actually is we're selling vacation package tickets for the drawing, and they're $5 each, and it's an Oregon vacation for two, which is going to be a two-night stay at a historic Bybee's Inn Bed and Breakfast in Jacksonville. And it's going to come with a Rogue Valley Zipline Adventure in Gold Hill, Oregon, which I guess it's the longest zipline in the Pacific Northwest. It's 2,700 feet long, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, one of our employees actually went and did this, and she said it was absolutely amazing. It was just breathtaking.
I've done ziplines before, but I was carrying a bunch of stuff. And,
this is different.
Yeah, frankly, it was not quite as much fun, I'm sure, but this one may be even more fun.
This is vacation zipline, not work zipline.
Yeah, zipline. You're going, And hoping you can get all the way across the zipline. Yes.
And it also comes with a wine hopper tour where they pick you up at the inn, and they take you to three or four wineries and get your lunch. At one of the wineries. And so that drawing will be that night, but you can buy tickets all the way up through there and you can get them at Pat Haven. $5.
Oh, you know tickets. What? Before you leave here, I'm gonna give you some money then for that.
Okay.
Because I would, that sounds like a lot of fun to do something like that for a little getaway for Linda and I. This is the biggest one yet.
Yeah, this is going to be big and we're looking forward to growing. We're really excited about moving to Wind River. They have been just, and you've had them on lots of times. They have been so fantastic to work with.
You know what? I can't say enough about Gary Hayward, Maria Orozco, and everybody out there. Linda is starting a music series out there on the first Thursday of October. I think that's October 2nd. And she's starting a music series out there with her combo, and it's going to be the first Thursday of October, November, December. But Wind River is making a big move. They've done a lot for this community, and they are reaching out to people. The Marine Corps Ball is going to be there. They've always treated us well. I mean, treated us very well out there, Wind River, and it's been there for a couple of years, and we're having it again out there, and I can't imagine moving it. The other things they do for our community is astounding, and going to the smoke-free. Big risk on their part, but it's paying off.
Oh, it's great. Tina and I went to Winona Judd a couple weeks ago out there at Wind River, and it was a fantastic concert. That's the first concert I've been there, and we really enjoyed it. It was great.
Well, they've really stepped up the they've raised the bar around here. It's not saying there's not other places that aren't great, that aren't good, but I mean, when you go to Wind River, I mean, you know what it's going to be like out there. So yeah, and so they. And they actively are looking for people, they're actively looking, reaching out to groups.
Yeah, they are a huge part of this community, and they are really helping out with this community, and they want to be that. They want to help out with the community, it's obvious, and we're really happy that we're partnering with them, and we look forward to partnering with them for many years to come, and hopefully some other events as well with Wind River. So they've been fantastic to Haven, so we can't appreciate them enough.
Yeah. Okay, tell us again one more time.
So it's going to be Saturday, October 4th for the 7th annual Haven Humane Society Bark, Wine, and Brew. It's going to be from 6 to 10-ish at the Wind River Resort and Casino and Resort Event Center. You can get tickets at havenhumane.net. You can also call us at 241-1653 or 241-5262. Or better yet, come on down to the shelter. Check out our Morgan Adoption Center. It's only a year old. It's still looking beautiful. We've added some color to it. So come on down there. We're open from 11 to 5, Monday through Saturday. And you can check out some of the adoptable animals like Rufus and get some tickets. And you can also get tickets to the Oregon vacation for $5 there as well.
Yeah. And the I love what you're doing with Facebook and your Forever Family adoptions. I mean, I look at these photos and the dog or the cat, how does the cat look happy? Cat looks happy. And then the family looks really happy. And so I think that's a great idea, too.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, our social media is doing really well. So if you haven't liked us on Facebook, please check it out. We got a lot of new picture stuff that we're doing, and it's a lot of fun. In fact, we have a bark contest right now that's going on for Bark, Wine, and Brew. Send in a video of your dog barking, and you can win. There's a few things that you can win for that. So, we're having people submit that into our Facebook, and it's pretty easy. Take a video with your phone and your dog bark and send it to us on our Facebook, and we're going to vote on it, and the best one's going to get some prizes.
Okay. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, has been here. We're going and we're talking about Bark, Wine, and Brew. We're playing spots for it, but we're going to be talking a lot about it too. We want to fill the place up, and it does a lot for the our animal friends, and it saves so many of our animal friends that are out there. And Mark probably would like to be out of business. That's because every animal's found a home. But it's not going to be like that in our immediate future. So we want somebody that cares like Mark does and the people that work out there.
Yeah, thank you. And
I mean
it's not,
I mean, you do care. You do care about
absolutely.
What's happening out there.
And our whole team does. And every day we're getting closer to a day with no more homeless pets. But we're a long way from there. And this event gets us just that much closer. So please come out and support and have a good time. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a great time. Oh, no. We have a good time. They're dancing. And we just liven it up as much as we can.
Yeah, and we got Lyle Dawson, actually. He's going to be doing our live auction.
Lyle is good.
I heard he's a lot of fun.
He is. He's a lot of fun. We've worked with Lyle before. So, he's a good guy, too. So that's going to be great. Okay. That's our Bark, Wine, and Brew, October the 4th. Just give Haven Humane a call, and you can get your tickets. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Finest jewelry in the area, estate jewelry that is hand-selected for its quality. And the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry with Leonard and his associates. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the road from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back after these messages.
Black and orange stray cat sitting on a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey folks, you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from.
Faced with a floundering writing career, Sidney receives an unsolicited script of a thriller that he instantly recognizes as a hit, and he will do anything to improve his fortunes. And so begins a twisting, turning roller coaster tale that will leave you gasping. The Riverfront Playhouse presents Ira Levin's Death Trap, opening September 13th. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office or by calling 243-8877. Death Trap. Go ahead, scream a little. It's good for you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Linda is taking care of relatives today.
It is 7:53 in the morning. It's 58 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. It's going to be a beautiful night tonight, going down to the low 60s. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned, operated, senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of NRA instructors provide the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California. And for a limited time, NFI will provide free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic course, a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. You might want to call them. There's a women's only class September 27th and 28th, but those fill up pretty soon. So, but you want to give them a call to get into the class. And again, they provide a pistol and ammo as part of the class if you don't have one or you haven't selected one. Good morning. Welcome back. I'm here with Joanne McCarley from Grace Place, which is part of the Gatekeeper Shining
care. Is that right?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? You just I mugged her as she was walking in, and because we've been there before. And in fact, Linda, I'm just moving things around here so I can see her. And Linda loves the place and has bought. And in fact, I bought her a birthday present there at your at your store. It's just and she loves it. It was a pocketbook that you had there. And then, as I told you, because I do like tea, I like loose tea. I don't like especially in bags. And you had these perfect teapots, but you were using them as part of your business, and you didn't have any for sale. And I just made a grandiose offer to buy one, and they looked at me and called the mental health people, but took the amount of money, which wasn't a lot, but and I bought one of those teapots. It just, you know, it was just really nice people there.
Good. That's what it's all about. It's a place of community, and we want people to come in and have a great time, and it's all for a good cause.
Well, tell us a little bit about Grace Place.
Yeah, so Grace Place is actually a division of our nonprofit, which is Compass Shining Care. And our whole mission is to help elderly and their families, and also people who have become disabled after the age of 18. It's not a developmental disability, but maybe like a brain injury or a disease or illness of any kind that people might need some help. And those folks really fall between the cracks. There are no programs for them. So really we're here to be a resource for folks who need care and need assistance, and just helping people figure out what's available, what's appropriate for them, how to access the different systems and get what they need. And, you know, we help the families as much as we help the actual person that's going through it.
Well, that's good because, you know, to give them the support they need.
Yes.
Yeah. And you've got a big event coming up here.
Yes. We're super excited. It's our third annual Gatekeeper Shining Affair. This year we're doing it big, though. We're going to be on the Diesel Horse Bridge. We're going to have art and beer and wine tasting up on the bridge at sunset time. I hope y'all come out. It's going to be beautiful. And then we're going to conclude with a nice dinner down at the Senior Hall, dancing, and we'll have auctions and raffles and just a good time.
So you start on the Dieseldorf.
Yes.
Am I pronouncing that right?
Dieselhorst.
Dieselhorst.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. And I've only lived here 7 years. And so it starts there with wine, and then you move down into the Senior Hall.
Yes.
That's a new one. I don't think I've heard that done before.
Yes. We're hoping it becomes our signature annual event that people look forward to each year. We're going to deck out the hall there and make it all fancy. And it's just a good reason to come out and... It's a great date night, or just come out with friends.
It
should be fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Now, how do people get tickets for this?
You can go to our website. It's super easy. It's Shining Care, shiningcare.org, or you can call us at Grace Place, Shining Care Grace Place, 232-5543.
Now, you have y'all do lunches and everything down at Grace Place, don't you? I mean, I walked in there one day to buy Linda, because we were in there. And she saw the pocketbook or purse or whatever you call it. And she was, you know, oohing and aahing over it. And then I was kind of making, you know, face signs, and the girl was watching me, and she grabbed it and put it aside. When I came back to buy it, there was a couple of luncheons going on there, it looked like. A bunch of ladies were in there and having tea and or just having your sandwiches and everything.
Yes, we have a lot of different groups that come in. We have business meetings that come in. We have a walking group that's faithful. They come in after their walk every Friday morning. We have people coming for birthdays and baby showers. And it's for people of all ages, and men and women, and young people, and seniors. We have a lot of seniors that enjoy it. We have very affordable food. That's one of our goals, so everybody can afford to come in. And then when you know you're spending your money, you're helping seniors as well. So it's all good. I hope people come in if you haven't been in before.
Well, you know what? It's a great place. So, okay, now, so this is your big event. It's going to be this Saturday. You can still get tickets from Shining
Shining Care.
ShiningCare.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Or you can make a phone call to Grace Place or stop by Grace Place and get them. And this is going to be a wine and hors d'oeuvres on the bridge.
Yes.
Not the bridge. It's on Diesel Horst Bridge.
Yes, and that's a really a famous old bridge in Reading. It was built in the 30s, I believe. So
yeah, and I think they didn't redo the bridge. They did the bridge next to it.
Yeah, and they gave the old bridge a facelift. It's had little bit of a facelift. Yes, and so it's nice out there.
Well, it sounds like a good time.
Thank you so much.
You know, you seem like such a nice person. Seem like a nice person.
Well, I try.
Where are you from?
I'm from Reading.
Are you?
I'm a Reading
really?
Girl. Yes. My dad came here in 1936.
Oh, really?
He's about to celebrate his 95th birthday. I was a surprise. I'm not going to say my age, but, you know, I'm at the tail end of the baby boomers. And so I just have a real passion for seniors. And, you know, we just are doing what we can to fill the gaps in service.
Well,
for folks that are needing
you're doing
help.
A great job.
Thanks.
Okay, head down to Grace Place and get some tickets for this weekend. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama has clear goals when it comes to dealing with the Islamic State terrorist group.
When the president is making these decisions, particularly as it relates to an organization like ISIL, what he's focused on is the safety and security of the American people. And the threat that this extremist organization principally poses to the homeland is in the form of foreign fighters.
Meanwhile, House Speaker John Boehner says he knows what he wants to hear as congressional leaders meet with the president this afternoon about the Islamic State militants.
What I'm hoping to hear from the president today is a strategy that goes after ISIS and destroys them.
And that includes the possibility of airstrikes in Syria.
I think that we need to be going after the terrorist threat wherever it is.
As for congressional approval,
until we know what the strategy is, we don't know what's going to be involved.
The president briefs congressional leaders this afternoon and lays out his plans for the American people in a speech tomorrow.
And that's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Also at SRNnews.com, the remnants of Hurricane Norbert causing some dangerous flooding in the desert southwest. Yesterday, Joseph Friend says he wound up with a truck full of water as he tried to drive on Interstate 10 in Phoenix.
When it got up to about my waist, I was sitting literally waist deep in water.
And more rain is in the forecast today. Nothing as serious as it was yesterday. Two people were killed as a result of the high waters. After a video surfaced showing him punching his then-fiancée in Baltimore, you get a free pizza if you turn in your Ray Rice jersey.
I was going to burn my jersey in a fire pit, and we decided to come over and get a free pizza.
That's Tammy Daly, who told WMAR-TV she used to be a big Ray Rice fan.
I've had these jerseys for 4 or 5 years, and it doesn't mean anything to have to give them up. Mm-hmm. I'm done with Ray Rice.
And this is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
At Mathnasium Learning Centers, we make math make sense. Your child will leap ahead, whether they start out way behind or already ahead. It's how we've grown to more than 500 franchise locations. More at mathnasium.com or call for a free parent pack, 844-799-5999. Learn what Mathnasium can do for your child, 844-799-5999. Mathnasium. We make math make sense.
Home Depot is the latest retailer to report a major data breach.
The largest U.S. home improvement chain confirms that its payment data systems have been breached. The hack could affect customers who used cards at U.S. and Canadian store locations. The company says an investigation was begun last April. So far, there is no evidence that online customers are affected, nor evidence of compromised debit card PIN numbers.
That report from SRN's George Bonzani. Other retailers who have suffered hacks in recent months include Target, Supervalue grocery stores, the restaurant chain P.F. Chang's, and the thrift store operations of Goodwill. There are Two new signs that the job market is slowly healing. The government says the U.S. number of job openings remained near the highest level in 13 years in July, and companies also stepped up hiring that month to the fastest pace in nearly 7 years. This is SRN News. New York City's police commissioner says officers will get annual training in the use of force following the chokehold death of an unarmed man this summer. William Bratton said on Monday a pilot program will begin in November. It will include how to talk to the public, how to de-escalate tensions, and how to use force if it is deemed necessary. Americans stepped up their borrowing in July.
The Fed says overall consumer borrowing jumped $26 billion in July to $3.24 trillion. The 9.7% increase matches April's gain as the largest in 3 years, but other data hasn't been as positive. Overall spending fell in July for the first time since January, and consumer confidence, measured by the University of Michigan, has barely budged in the past year.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. Apple set to reveal its next big thing today, the iPhone 6, maybe even a smart watch. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda has, is taking care of relatives today. And the time is 8:05 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Hey, the weather today is going to go up to, it's currently 58 degrees, and it's going to be a high near 96, calm winds today and this evening, clear tonight with a low around 63. It's fun getting up in the morning, and it's cool when you put your feet on when you go outside with your dog, and you're, and it's cool outside instead of being warm. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny and hot with a high near 101 with a low around 64. And I guess I could just say that for the rest of the week. It's exactly like that. High near 100, low around 64 every night. And then Saturday, it goes all the way down to 99 with a low of around 64. That's right. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Senior and veterans discounts, locally owned and operated. 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give them a call. Good morning today. And, today we have Brian Crane with us. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Director of Public Works. Is that right? Director of Public Works for the City of Reading.
That's correct.
And I understand you were here a couple weeks ago with Trish and, Ken.
That's correct.
So you'll find this a little bit different, I think. Anyway, tell us a little bit about you. Just tell us how you got into this. I mean, Director of Public Works, that means, if the water you drink, the roads you drive on, the what else? Everything?
Sewer.
Oh, after you've eaten your food and drink your water,
that's
sewer,
right.
and then
the storm drain system.
And the storm drain system.
And then we're also the city's engineer, so the entire capital improvement program, whether the utility related, parks related, other related, we deliver the city's capital improvement program.
And how did you get into this?
Gosh, I grew up in Weaverville, and you know, as most kids, went to college and got into engineering and went to the Bay Area for a while, and this was my trip home. I worked for Caltrans for 20 years and then came over to the city about 6 years ago and have been involved with Public Works since. So mostly Public Works early, transportation early, and then the end of my career, last six years have been all Public Works related.
The end of your career. You know, this part of your career.
Yeah, this part of my career.
Or is this toward the end of your career at this point? Huh?
So you came on. I got a few more years.
Oh, good. We like that, Brian. So you came on essentially about the time the economy came apart.
I'm not taking the blame, but.
No. But that kind of made your job a little bit harder.
It certainly made it much tougher.
Yeah, it did. There's so many things going on here. You know, as you and I talked a little bit about on the break, is to me, government provides two things, two basic services: public safety, and you know we're having a problem with that, and infrastructure. And it seems that that we're behind the eight ball on the infrastructure.
Yes, we are. I think nationwide are. You look at roads and water utility systems, wastewater utility systems, the infrastructure is older and starting to decay and starting to show problems. So we see it most notably in the streets because you drive over it. But underground, you've got water pipes and sewer pipes, and they're old and experiencing some of the same decay as their streets are.
Well, I know that the freeways that they've just started, the infrastructure, just nationwide, like you said, and the bridges for a long time. I mean, they're saying how many bridges are unsafe. Do our bridges get an inspection on a regular basis here? I know that's probably Caltrans that does that.
Yeah, Caltrans does the bridge inspections. They work very closely with us, though, and they provide us bridge inspection reports. And there is a good program to fix up your old bridges when you need to. And we've done a number of big bridge replacement projects or upgrades, for instance, Cypress Bridge a few years ago.
Yeah, since I've lived here, we've been doing bridges. I mean, ever since I've lived here for 7 years. I mean, they're doing Eureka? Not Eureka. Market Street Bridge.
Street, that's a Caltrans bridge, right. And they're repainting that and doing some other rehabilitation work on it. But a couple years ago, Diesel Horse.
Right.
Within the next 2 years, we'll be replacing Churn Creek Bridge over off Old Alturas, Sacramento Drive, where Olney Creek goes under Sacramento Drive. Like I mentioned, where Churn Creek goes under Twin View, we replaced that bridge last year. So we've got a very aggressive bridge replacement program and staying up on those. Those are the cornerstones of your transportation system.
The roads, our surface streets here in Redding, are we behind and how far behind are we?
We are behind, definitely. And, nationwide, everyone's behind, but we are a little bit behind where the rest of the communities are in California. We do what's called every 2 years an inventory, a pavement condition inventory of our entire system, and give it a rating. The PCI rating for our entire system is about 55. Statewide, the average is 66. You want to have about an 80. So we are behind the eight ball.
Okay, so what can we do about that? Or is there anything we can
do about that? We've been working pretty closely with council. We put together a committee here a couple years ago to look at all the different aspects of our transportation funding from our operations. Can we be better, more efficient with our operations, put more money into pavement, less into other areas? But we do have 950 lane miles of road, nearly 15,000 signs, 88 signals that we manage, all on about a $4 million budget. We looked at our operations, we looked at our standards, tried to reduce our standards a little bit, maybe fewer roads, narrower roads or something, so we don't have as much to maintain. We looked at our policies and other things. In the end, we've fine-tuned a lot of that and put as much money as we can into transportation. But we probably have around $1.5 million that we put in, maybe close to two this year, for pavement rehabilitation. In order for us to start maintaining where we are and getting ahead of the curve, we need at least 4 to 5 or even a little bit higher.
And where do we get that from? Is that part of the problem we're having
part of the problem
is that the general fund?
It's general fund relief. It could be more redirection from the state and federal government. We're looking at both those areas.
Okay, so is there such things as grants for roads?
Yes, we do very well in transportation grants. For instance, just recently we received about a $2.2 million grant for putting sidewalk and roadway overlay and restriping of Placer.
Of Placer, yeah. Okay, I've seen that. And then isn't the Caltrans, though, is the one that did and changed the California route?
That's
right?
Correct. Caltrans state highways crisscross our transportation system, and California Street and Pine Street, as well as most of Market, is a state highway.
How come that is?
Just from years ago when transportation in California had its network pre-I-5, the old 99 came right up through the middle of town, and it was Market Street. Back in the early 70s or late 60s when consideration of putting a downtown mall was in place, they took 99 off of Market Street and put it onto California and Pine. And so those became the north-south highways. Just prior to that, the I-5 had been built. And instead of relationing it to the cities didn't want it. Caltrans maintained that infrastructure. So you have 273 right through the middle of town. You also have east-west 44 coming across from Palisadro right through the middle of our town, and 299 from Weaverville going towards Burney.
Wow.
So, you know, because I was wondering, because I see Caltrans doing these, making these decisions in the middle of our town. And I always thought that we'd somehow, somebody told me that we had abdicated our responsibility at one point and just said, oh, no, you can take it or something like that. But it sounds like they've had control over these roads, you know, from the beginning.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say that they might give it up to us. But as I mentioned, we have a budget of, you know, $1.5 million.
We don't want that.
We don't want them. We can't afford the infrastructure. But wow. But they do work very closely with us. They're very good partners and work closely with us and involve us in decisions involving their facilities and our community.
Okay. Our guest is Brian Crane, head of Public Works here in Reading. We're talking infrastructure, and we're going to continue talking infrastructure. Roads is one thing. I want to finish talking up a little bit when people have questions about, I've got holes in my road that I, you know, my dog fell into it and I haven't seen him since. You know, who do they call and are those and what and priorities for fixing our roads and our streets are. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning on September 9th. 58 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Ladies, if you have an event this summer and want something new and fresh to wear, go to the Frugal Dame, located at 3304A Bocelli Lane, or call Lori for an appointment at 999-3020. The Frugal Dame offers dress rentals for any shape, size, or event. Men can rent a unique Western tuxedo for those outside events. Call the Frugal Dame. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame, where you can look like $1 million for just a few bucks.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is, 8:18 in the morning, 59 degrees out there. I said it seems a lot warmer than 58. It is. It's 59 degrees out there today, going up to 96. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Give them a call at 221-2642. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. I know I say that all the time, but it's true. Martin and his people have done such great work for us and other people that we know. I thoroughly recommend them. If you need some help with your air conditioning or heating systems, check out their website, homecomfort.org. Our guest, Brian Crane, Director of Public Works for Reading, and we were talking about surface streets and the problems that we're having to keep them up because of the fact of there's only X amount of dollars in the budget, and we've got so many miles of road. And when I left, what happens if you've got a big problem? And is there a number they call on the streets?
Yeah, if you have a problem and you want to, there's two different ways to access this. One is with a telephone call, 224-6068. But also, if you have a smartphone or a computer, there's an application called YourGov, and you can go right into YourGov, and it'll pinpoint where you're at in the city, pinpoint where you're at, look at the location you're at, and you see a problem, and you type in the problem, or there's a pull down menu of the problem you can. And you can send that in, and that'll automatically become a work order and get into the system, and our crews will address it.
Okay. I mean, there's spots on our street that crews came out and fixed. I don't know if anybody noticed it. You probably have people driving around that notice it.
We have people driving around, but a lot of it is people calling in and find a problem for us. We have, like I mentioned, over 950 lane miles of roadway, and we have a crew of about 12 that manage all that, including all the sidewalk, including the 15,000 signs, including the 88 signals. So they're spread pretty thin, so we do rely on the public to provide us input on where we're having problems.
So you welcome that then?
Definitely.
Paying your utility bill, does that have anything to do with under your auspices, or is that somebody else?
Well, the actual management of the meter readers and the customer service system that pays mm-hmm. the bill, we provide funding towards it, but it's all done under a different department.
A different department, okay.
Yeah.
I want to find out which department it is. They changed their website.
Well, we just changed the new system within the last week, yes.
Yeah, well, I found out trying to pay your bill became a lot harder at that point. Until you, I guess you have to fill out different things. Okay, let's get down to then the big question everybody has is on the water. You told me we use about 10 billion gallons of water a year in Reading. 10 billion gallons of water. Wow. That just seems astronomical to me. And of that, 1.5 billion of the water is not unaccounted for, but
It doesn't go through a meter.
It doesn't go through a meter.
It's not revenue. It's not generating revenue in one way or another. And some of that's for good reasons. For instance, we have a flushing program. Not using it so much this year because of the water conservation, but mm-hmm. during normal years in the Enterprise area and other places where we have some water quality issues with discoloration of water, we flush the mains regularly to clean them out, mm-hmm. send the water down the drain. That doesn't go through a meter. Or if there's a fire, any water that goes through a hydrant for that type of use doesn't go through a meter. And we also have meters that are problematic, that may be stuck, or large meters, the mechanical abilities of those larger meters, we do have problems with them at times, and we don't measure water accurately. Still, all that water is being put to good use, but not necessarily going through a meter and being generating revenue.
Well, how much of it is just lost through that, some leaks and all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, probably about 80-90% of the 1.5 billion is broken water mains, leaky pipes, and we have service lateral's are a problem, or even water theft.
So that would be like about a billion gallons in, something like that?
A billion plus.
Is just we're losing it through
And that's not unusual. You look at nationwide, the American Water Works Association publishes standards, and they would like you to keep a standard of a single digit in your losses, 10% or less. Mm-hmm. We're at 15% right now. The EPA publishes standards saying that 10-15% loss is acceptable. We have generally had our losses down below 10 and sometimes as low as 5. We'd like them to be at 5. Last year – It was an anomaly, really, we hope. We got up – last couple of years, we're up around 9%, and then this last year, it jumped up to – close to 15%.
9%, mm-hmm. And all this. When you see it start creeping up like that, I mean, if it was at 5% and then it starts creeping up, what do you do at that point?
Well, we do look at our operations, but a few different areas that we are looking at pretty heavily. A year ago, we went into council and updated our rates with them, and a big part of the discussion with them was our old water mains. We've got about 15% of our water mains are cast iron, between 50 and 80 years old, and they are problematic. You know, the water break that we had earlier in the year up around Magnolia and Shasta, that was an old cast iron pipe that we know we have problems with out there. We got 555 miles of pipe. We've got over 13,000 meters, nearly 5,000 hydrants. There are places where water can escape, and where we have really old infrastructure, that's where we want to attack. So last year when we went to council, we really, really emphasized that we need to get on top of our pipe replacement program. We have about a $7 to $8 million a year capital improvement program. About half of that is targeted towards pipe replacement. And of that, we are really focusing on those really old pipes, the cast iron pipes, and in problematic areas where we can't measure. But we are going to take another step and start looking at and systematically testing. And there's some technology out there, sound testing, where we can better identify where our breaks are, and we're implementing that as we talk.
Okay. So the loss of the water, and so you've got new ways you're trying to find to make them better. You're replacing. How many of the cast iron hydrants did you replace then? Have you replaced so far?
Well, I don't have a number off the top of my head, but it is a big priority, as I mentioned, our capital improvement program, about $3 to $3.5 million a year of it towards replacing the old water mains. In addition, we are looking closely. We've got 28,500 connections. That connection between the water main and the meter is often problematic too, and we've been systematically replacing those and going to be looking at those more aggressively also.
Okay, so going from, you've had it as down as low as before as for the loss of 5%, and it's up to 15% now, you're replacing the problematic areas, and it's going to take how long to do this?
Well, it'll be ongoing because
it's going to be continuous.
It's going to be continuous,
like camouflage in the military. It's continuous,
sure,
right, or harassment,
sure,
it's continuous. How many teams do you have assigned to this, to do this?
Well, we have for our entire water utility system, on the treatment side, which is just managing our treatment plants, we've got two treatment plants and 17 wells. We've got about 10 employees, full-time employees, that manage that effort. For our 555 miles of pipe, we've got around 15 employees that manage all that from day-to-day handling customer complaints to pipe replacements to laterals to flushing, all normal maintenance, turning the valves, all of that. So relatively thin staffing compared to the amount of infrastructure that we have.
Wow. So, again, we go back into a public safety and infrastructure. Raising of the water rates, you know, to be able to do the capital improvements. And then, so it really has nothing to do with the cost of water. Is water more expensive?
Water's a little more expensive. It's a little more expensive to treat, but the cost of it is not a huge component. You know, we have very good contracts with the Bureau of Reclamation for contracts that date back to 1914 water rights to more current water rights. We have good supply. We have supply contracts in our well efforts and the 17 wells and the capacity of the water that they produce. We can produce around 40,000 acre feet a year. We use around 30,000 acre feet a year. So we have good supply, and even in a drought year where we're getting cut back, we still can manage.
When you've got the teams out there and they're fixing it, so we've got this. So really the raise in the water rates was for the capital improvements to try and replace this. And then as this comes out, as we realize now, is that our infrastructure is in bad shape. I guess I could say bad shape if we're losing 15% of the water. We need to replace that. And that's going to take – you say it's an ongoing thing, but do you see like a 5% drop in the loss this year by the ones you're fixing? Because you found, from what I think I read, is that you found like four of your hydrants or your water junctions there were losing 25% of the water.
Well, that's some of what probably you might have read what Shasta County is doing, but City of Reading also has some similar situations mm-hmm. where we have long stretches of pipes in underneath creeks, dead end routes that are very old that we don't have staff out there to watch. Those are the areas that we'll prioritize and the areas that we are finding where we're having problems with.
Water theft.
Water theft is an issue. It's not big. You know, if we look at the bigger scheme of things, the 1.5 billion acre feet of water, it's a relatively small number, less than 5%, but it has been growing. We've seen it. Our neighboring water districts have seen it.
Wow. So what it sounds to me is that there is a plan to try and fix all these.
Definitely.
And you're aware of it. There's something that just wasn't like, oh, big surprise. It's the things that's been tracked every year, the amount of water that is lost.
Yeah, the jump from 10 to 15% was surprising and something that's
a lot.
Garnering more attention. But it's still, as I mentioned, not necessarily outside of accepted norms in the industry. But we are pulling it back. Our goal is to pull it back to the 5% we had about 7 or 8 years ago, where we had a year of around 5%.
Okay. Our guest is Brian Crane, Director of Public Works here in the City of Reading. We've been talking about the loss of water and what's being done for this. We talked about our roads and the infrastructure. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, it is 8:30 on September the 9th.
Running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, folks, do you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
Music.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:34 in the morning, 59 degrees out there, going up to 96 today. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, and of course, it's man's last stronghold. Get in there and watch your and read your National Geographic and your Car and Driver and watch baseball on the TV there and discuss world events with everybody that's in there. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, of course, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our guest, Brian Crane, Director of Public Utilities and Public Works here in the city of Reading. Very forthcoming with everything we're asking him about. If you suspect you've got a leak, you just call that number and somebody will come out and look.
I'd say the first thing you should do is check around your yard, see if you see some obvious wet spots or things like that. You can also turn off all the water you have in your system, outside, inside, and then check your water meter. And there's a little blue dial that is a leak detection dial. And if it's spinning, then you have water still going through the meter, going somewhere. And so you probably have a leak. But if you really don't know the problem, you think it's maybe on our side of the meter, call 224-6068 and we'll send someone out.
If you do see that leak, do you still call you guys or still call y'all, or is that somebody now you have to call a plumber?
Yeah, if it's on your side of the meter,
if it's on our side of the meter, we start looking for it. Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense, I guess. Okay. So water, we've addressed water in this, sewer. We talked about the raising of the water rates and is because for capital improvements, which is a long and it's going to be long and tedious to do that for all the water. Having to check every 550 miles plus the ends of, where it's supposed to end and maybe it doesn't. Some of it is not as much as I thought, but some of it is stolen water, but not a huge problem yet. And your activities to try and get it back down, the water lost back into a single digit vice 15%.
Yeah, big things are, again, probably our water meters. Many of the larger water meters aren't measuring correctly. If we have stuck meters, we generally wait a month or two before we really check into those because it could be someone on vacation, but we'll probably more aggressively check those numbers that month to month are reading the same number. Our pipe replacement program will more aggressively check those pipes. It'll largely be the older pipes in areas under creeks, things like that, but also the lateral between the pipe and the water meter. Those are problematic also. And finally, water theft.
Okay. Where else are we going now with our public works? Everything, the sewer lines. The sewer lines are down at the end of our street. A few months ago, there was off Chestnut, I think Chestnut and Gold, I think, or South. There was a big crew that came down there and started fixing things down there in the sewers. Is this a big problem?
Well,
how much do we spend on that a year?
Well, our wastewater utility system, our capital improvement program, is somewhere around $8 million a year also. and we have to operate two very large treatment plants, Clear Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is on the Sacramento River to the east of Wind River down in that area, and then the Stillwater Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is south of the airport. We've done a lot of work on those two treatment plants over the last couple of years to increase both their little bit of their dry weather capacity when things are good, but also wet weather. We have a problem with old pipes in our system that allow rainwater in, not just your sewer water, not just your shower water, dishwasher water, things like that, but also rainwater. For instance, the Clear Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant, on a normal summer day, we may receive around 8 million gallons in that day to the treatment plant. On a really wet, rainy, big storm day during the wintertime, we may receive 40 million gallons a day. So a lot of water gets into the system and comes down. We still have to treat it and to a very high standard and put it back into the Sacramento River. So we did increase what we call the wet weather capacity at both our Clear Creek Wastewater Treatment and our Stillwater Wastewater Treatment plants. But we're also in the process out replacing those old pipes in neighborhoods like yours where we have old clay pipes. Some of it dates back to the late 1800s, early 1900s. Where we
And it's amazing that they're still working, first of all. And then so when you is the 40 million gallons that come in there, is there like a portion of the facility only turns on for when it comes in like this? You know, it's like if it's handling the regular 8 million, when you start getting 20 million, is there like another part of the facility, or you just have this there able to do it?
Well,
standing by?
Well, most of our systems, for instance, will have various banks of filters or how we send water through different stages of the treatment plant. We'll have redundancies and we'll only use part during a dry weather day, but during a wet weather day we'll kick it up and use other parts of the plant.
What level of sanitation does the water have to be when you push it back in the system?
Well, the water has to be to a higher standard than we take it out, believe it or not. So when we the water we put back into the river is cleaner than the water we take out at Pump House 1.
Can you drink it?
I wouldn't, but you could.
You could drink it, though.
Yeah.
So it's cleaner than you take it out of the sack.
And one thing to think about, for every 3 gallons of water we take out of the river, we're putting a gallon of it back in the river generally.
Okay.
So there's water conservation right there.
Okay. The water conservation for people, I mean, I know you've seen them, and the photos of Lake Shasta are dramatic. I mean, people are seeing things that they haven't seen. I thought I saw a tunnel that was in the bottom of the lake. It looked like, or a highway or bridges that have been uncovered. What impact is this going to have on us here in Redding?
Well, it's having an impact on the state of California, and so obviously the governor has instituted a state of emergency earlier in the year. State Water Resources Control Board here last in mid-July implemented some mandatory restrictions on us, including the requirement to implement the first mandatory phase of our drought management plan, and the four restrictions, including overspray on your overwatering your turf, to watering your driveway and sidewalk, to washing your car without a hose nozzle, to your water features and having a recirculation system. So we had to implement the first phase of our mandatory drought management plan, which we took to council in early August, and that's the 3 days a week that we have.
Who enforces that?
Well, we enforce it in public works, but largely we aren't actively enforcing it.
You don't go out and look for people that are.
No, we're not.
There.
We're not driving up
you
and down.
You said that you weren't going to do that.
We aren't driving up and down the street. No.
Has anybody been fined or been notified?
We've as of a couple of weeks ago started putting our yellow door hanger, which we have a warning system, 3-stage warning system: yellow door hanger, red door hanger, registered letter before we actually get to fines. So the yellow door hanger, we've issued, probably 40, 50 yellow door hangers.
Are businesses complying with this? Are we still running our fountains here in the city of Redding?
Every customer is intended to comply with the requirements. Now, there is no requirement that says you can't run your fountain. What it says is your fountain has to have a recirculation system on it. And actually, the water loss with a fountain isn't that significant. We are not running the fountain at the City of Redding at City Hall. But we are the one at Cypress and Pine, right, just for a limited, right, number of hours a day, largely because of the cost of shutting it down and the restart costs with you know, by drying out the system and not having waters and not exercising the pumps is much greater. So we got to have it on a little bit, and the water loss isn't that significant out of something like that.
Okay. I was wondering because you see people complaining about that. So that makes sense because we run our fountains. We've got two water features, and of course not quite as big as yours, through that to keep them working too. Are people pretty much conserving? How much have we saved, or can you tell yet?
Well, since the start of August, which we implemented the measures August 5th at our council meeting that day, but for the month of August, year to year, we are down 23% for that month compared to last year. Now, the governor's goal is 20%, so we're exceeding that. Prior to that, the month of July, we were at about 11% compared to the previous year. So the measures are helping, jumping from 11% savings, which in July, it wasn't that we weren't telling people to save. We actually had voluntary conservation measures implemented in the city. We were asking people to save around 15%, and people were doing a very good job. But once August rolled around and we implemented our mandatory measures, the public really responded. And I have to say that, you know, that's the spirit of Reading. They really do respond. And
they do.
And great people here.
In fact, I, under the new directions, I was able to water more than when I cut back on myself. I just cut back tremendously. And but under the new directions, I actually be able to water a little bit more.
Yeah,
the 3 days a week to try and, you know, and things are looking okay. All right, our guest Brian Crane, the director of Public Works right here in the city of Reading. We've talked about the loss of water. The fact is that it is up than from previous years. 5%, almost 6% from last year. The measures that Brian and his people are doing to get that under control are talking about the drought and the voluntary cutting back of water that people are using on themselves, plus the new under the new directions issued by the state and also the city. They talked about the surface streets and the things we're trying to do there, and what to do if you do have a water leak, or if you think you have a water leak, how you check that out, and who you report that to. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids
from all the way back in 1959 when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa,
where the meatballs are as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you?
That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCN.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's taking care of relatives today. The weather today is going to be up to 96. Tonight, 63. Tomorrow, 101. That's low of 64. On Wednesday, on Thursday, 9/11. Sunny and hot with a high near 101 with a low around 64. You can go take this out through the rest of the week. Weather is always brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. And it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer during this heat. Senior and veterans discounts, give them a call at 365-3793. Linda's going to be down at Wind River Casino on October 2nd and join her and her fabulous band. And she's going to be performing and singing and entertaining from 7 to 9 as we dine, drink, and dance the night away. It's in the Elements Lounge in Wind River Casino, October the 2nd from 7 to 9 p.m. And get your reservations and come on down and join us. We're going to have a great time. There'll be a lot of people down there. It's on a Thursday night. So our guest is Brian Crane, who is the Public Utilities Director for the City of Reading. And we've talked about a lot of things today, Brian. I'm kind of up, and I feel better in the sense that even though we've lost accounting of water, for the most part, and the work's being done to get that under control again. And frankly, the raising of the water rates really didn't have that much to do with the amount of water you use or what's lost. It was for the capital improvements to try and fix these that you could see coming. Is that correct?
That's a big part of it. Yes.
Definitely. I mean, you can look down. I mean, is it going to get worse here in the next 2 years, 3 years?
As far as the
as you know, as far as the aging system we have here, it can't get any better. I mean, you've got stuff that you said it's been in here from the 40s, and our sewer pipes. I mean, how long do they last? A clay pipe. How long can it last?
Well, it depends on the circumstances and where it's at, and how much the velocities and amount of water going through it. But clay pipes. Some of those clay pipes have been in there since 1920s, 1930s.
1920s.
Yeah.
And they're still hanging in there.
Still hanging in there, some of them, yes.
It's amazing.
But we have newer standards today.
Right.
The PVC type pipe is a much better pipe for general use. Clay is still used in some areas. For instance, if you've got a high industrial area with potential for chemicals and other type of stuff, that may eat up a clay plastic pipe, but it's not going to a clay pipe. So they're still used for clay pipe in some areas.
Okay.
The business park out there, we did put in clay pipe for most of that to get it to the interceptor because of that potential demand.
The business park, Stillwater.
Correct.
Is Stillwater CEQA ready out there?
Yes, Stillwater is CEQA ready.
So you can build anything you want out there?
Yes.
I mean, as long as people.
As far as I know, yes.
As far as you know. I mean, but if
I'm, not, I'm not the planning guy. I'm the public works guy.
But I mean, it's as far as public works is concerned, the CEQA and everything, it's shovel ready. That's what we keep telling everybody. All you have to do is put your building out there.
Correct.
Oh. Just an idea for different things we can put out there. You know. What should people be looking for here for the next, in the coming months that we've got? You're trying to get your arms around everything.
Yeah, our big emphasis has been fixing up what's old, whether it's water pipes or sewer pipes or our streets. You can continue seeing an emphasis from Public Works in that area, but also from a transportation standpoint, we are looking at around town and looking at how our congestion is and where we might make improvements there also. We updated our
fee program here a year ago and have some projects in the works. One of the big ones I mentioned earlier was Placer, which will probably go to construction, probably not next year, but the following year that we receive some grant funding for. Mm-hmm. But we are also looking at downtown and circulation in the downtown area. We received a grant to look at circulation and parking in the downtown area. We'll be putting together we've hired a consultant to help us out with that, a local consultant. We'll be putting groups in the downtown area to provide input into what the community wants downtown to look like from a traffic standpoint. These are not just cars, but also bikes and peds, as well as interface with businesses and how we allow parking in the downtown area.
Do you get any feedback on the changing of California Street? I mean, people ever call you and just say, hey, we went from three lanes to two lanes, but we got a bike lane there, and this has had an impact on me? Or, I mean, I thought it would be a big impact, and it doesn't seem to be.
We had a lot of calls leading up to it, mm-hmm. a lot of people very concerned. But since the striping has gone in, there has not been a call on California Street that's reached my desk. I did receive a call from someone yesterday regarding Pine Street. And Pine Street, we still have three lanes, but Caltrans did eliminate the left turns at both South and Placer, and that's a little bit of a concern to people.
Yeah, it is, because I realized that was because people were coming up for that, and they don't know it's gone. And almost, they don't notice it was gone, and they're starting to move over. But is that something that could be changed, or is that going to be remain
the way? It could be. I think what Caltrans looked at downtown, the type of project that they did was a short-term project. It was a maintenance overlay, just an inch overlay. And the intent is for it to last, 5 years plus or minus. So some of the changes they made, including taking California from three to two, including narrowing lanes on Pine Street and putting a bike lane on the right side and eliminating left turn lanes, that's all under the idea of a pilot project. See how it works for mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years, and then we'll come back
As soon as they said pilot project, you could see that was going to happen no matter what anybody said at that point, probably. I don't see any bikes on them, though. Do you see bikes on them? I don't see any bikes on the bike. I mean, everybody talks about, oh, yeah, we're going to use these bikes. There's hundreds of us that want to use bikes lanes. I'm there on Saturdays and Sundays, and I'm there on Mondays, in the morning when it's cool. I don't see anybody riding bikes. I see people pushing their carts, but I don't see people on bikes.
Yeah, I don't see a big increase yet. Whether or not that will come, I don't know. Part of it is also the ability for bikes to get to the downtown, and that's a problem. We've got a great river trail system, and we are, as part of our transportation network, trying to provide better links from neighborhoods to the river trail system and the downtown. They're not there yet, though.
So river trail is yours, too?
River Trail is not mine. That's Community Services and Parks. We get involved if there's a capital improvement program to build a portion of it. We will design and deliver that.
But what you want to do then is you'd like to put a connection, over our roads, over our public roads, say, to different parts of the River Trail.
Correct.
Okay. And, people talk about the River Trail is beautiful. We were just on it this weekend, and the idea of biking, and I read something the other day is that, and from Washington State, people talk about what a great biking trails we have down here in the system we have in Redding.
Absolutely.
And
yes.
So I understand, I guess, then, is with the bike trails through the town or the bike lanes through the town, is that this is going to make this Reading even more accessible to other people that would just want to come in here and bike.
And we've seen a lot of demand and a lot of interest in that. So I think so. In providing some of those links, we're working on, for instance, a connection from the Court Street Diesel Horse Bridge area up Court Street to Riverside to Center Street to Division to California to provide a link from that portion of the River Trail to downtown, and the circulation on California and Pine will allow bikes and peds to get around a little bit better. We're also working on links from the east part of town over off of Shasta View in that area, improving Old Alturas. We're replacing the bridge across Churn Creek. It's an old bridge, and we're going to have bike and ped facilities as part of that. We've widened Browning in the recent years. We're going after a grant to improve Browning so you can get all the way over to Best Buy. We've improved behind Best Buy to connect to the River Trail, so allow those neighborhoods to better connect to the River Trail. So we're not necessarily trying to get everything bike ready, but try to strategically improve key routes to get people across the community.
So, this is a different pots of money than it would be just to fix our streets.
That's correct. These are all grant funded things. The state and federal government have what's called Active Transportation Program. That's a state program, and we're competing in that program with for funding.
Do we see a raising of water rates again? For more capital improvements?
Well, we have. Last year we took to council a three-year program. And so each year is a we have had a 7% increase. We'll have another 7% increase this year and another one the following year.
So it'll be close to 25% raise.
21, yeah.
21%.
Yeah.
Okay. When I say close to 25, it's closer to 20, yeah. I guess, than 25. 25, yeah. All right, Brian. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure talking to you. We've met before, and to find out that it's recognized what's happening. We are tracking water here. We realize this is worse than we've had in the past. We're wrapping our arms around it, trying to get things fixed. Our streets, we're behind. We'll continue to be behind unless more money is put into your funds. If the city council, the new city council, maybe takes a look at funding for public safety and infrastructure before we do other things. The overall to find out is that it appears that you've got your arms around everything that has to be done here. But you could use a lot more assistance when it comes to financial parts of it.
We could use help, but working with the people of Reading has been great. I grew up here, as I mentioned, grew up in Weaverville, and to come back and be part of the city of Reading and help provide service to the people is a dream come true from a career standpoint.
Well, that's great. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking to somebody that that's had been directly impacted by the amount of damage being done by fires coming out of illegal camps. That's tomorrow, right here on KCNR 1460. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Congressional leaders today at the White House. He'll talk about defeating the Islamic State terrorist group. House Speaker John Boehner hoping for a plan, a series of steps aimed at crushing ISIS.
That includes going after the Islamic extremists wherever needed.
And anyone that thinks this is just an Iraq-Syria issue is not paying much attention to what's happening around the world.
As for seeking congressional approval,
until the president outlines what it is, what his strategy is to deal with this growing terrorist threat, and the strategy to defeat it, all we're doing is speculating.
The president briefs congressional leaders shortly at the White House and lays out his plans to the American public in a speech tomorrow.
And SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill says the president will deliver that speech at 9 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. A fourth American aid worker who contracted Ebola in West Africa is